Welcome. This is Allison Bailey, Chair of the Cardiovascular Management Section, and I'll be your host today for this episode of Practice Made Perfect, Life After Cardiology. This is a new series that we're so excited about, and we'll talk with members of the cardiovascular care team who are doing some very interesting things. Today, I'm very happy to welcome Dr. Douglas Zipes onto the show as our very first guest. Dr. Zipes is an icon in cardiology and has had an inspirational career as a world-renowned electrophysiologist with many distinguished honors and awards. Among these, he served as the president of the American College of Cardiology, as well as the Heart Rhythm Society, founded Heart Rhythm, the Journal of the Heart Rhythm Society, and has had an illustrious 50-year career at the Krannert Institute of Cardiology at Indiana University, where he remains on the faculty. Doug, anything I missed that you'd like to add about your work in cardiology?
No, it sounds like my obituary.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but to have a career like you had is really very impressive. But now that's not really why we're here today. We're going to spend most of our time talking about what you're up to these days.
Thank you.
And I know you've been an author, so tell me, how does a busy cardiologist transition into becoming a fiction and nonfiction writer?
Well, at the very beginning, it was difficult because I was involved in so many things within cardiology. Now that I have semi-retired, it's much easier to find time to spend with my desires today, which is writing fiction.
Excellent. Are you doing any clinical work these days?
I'm not seeing any patients, but I still have several textbooks that are up to date and still being used. I'm the editor of two cardiology journals. One is online called Practice Update that has 81,000 subscribers. The other is a print review journal. And then I write a health column for the Saturday Evening Post. So I still stay pretty busy clinically.
That's exactly right. That's what I was thinking. In your free time, you like doing writing. That's pretty funny. So tell me, what excites you most sort of about this pivot in life that you've been able to accomplish?
Well, one of the drives I've always had ever since medical school is the concept of creativity. And as I look back to my professors, I was always inspired by those who did original research and created new knowledge. And I realized that indeed was my path as well. When I became older in cardiology and ended up giving up my laboratory for investigative work and no longer doing clinical research, I needed to turn to something else to create. And that's when I turned to fiction. And it's a whole new world. It's so different from the 50 plus years that I've spent in cardiology and electrophysiology, that it's really a brand new world for me and very exciting.
And that's wonderful. And I know you've written a couple of books. Do you want to tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. The whole concept of writing fiction is to be able to lie and tell the truth. And that's how I use fiction. The first book was The Black Widows, and I wanted to call attention to terrorism and its impact on the world today. And I created two elderly women who run a worldwide terrorist organization. And my hero has to uncover what they're doing and bring them to justice. The second novel is Ripples in Opperman's Pond. And in that, I wanted to show the outcome of an individual was not always determined by his genetics. So I created identical twin brothers, both of whom become physicians, one of whom is a bad guy and the other is a good guy, yet they both have identical genes. And that was fun to do. And as a matter of fact, is the subject of a book club in London or someplace in England. They're reading it now. My third novel, which was a real challenge, I wanted to call attention to the importance of the far right today as it's still in existence. So I created a family with three generations, a father, a son, and a granddaughter. And I put each one into an important Olympics. So the father participates in the 1936 Olympics hosted by Hitler in Berlin. The son in the 1972 Munich Olympics, where terrorists slaughtered 11 Israeli athletes. And then the granddaughter just fenced in the 2016 Olympics in Rio. But a background to all this is that Hitler survives World War II, emigrates to Argentina, which I really think he did. I went and saw his house in Argentina. And there is the creation of the Fourth Reich that has its uprising at the 2016 Olympics that the granddaughter has to deal with. So in each of these novels, I was able to express a concept, a purpose, a premise, and create my own fictional world to tell the truth using lies.
I love that. And I love the way you were able to marry medicine into some of these as well, like looking at the same genetic profile for the two brothers.
And it's very different, Allison. You know, when we write science, which I did for many, many years, you write for accuracy and clarity, and you remain totally impersonal. So it's an introduction, methods, results, and discussion. Writing fiction is entirely different because you're trying to create excitement. So instead of scientific clarity, you want to develop a suspense. Instead of medical accuracy, you want drama. And instead of resolution, you want conflict until the very end when there is a conclusion to it. So it really is so different. And I had to learn an entirely new genre to be able to write fiction successfully.
And I can tell how excited you are, just the sound of your voice, telling us about how you went through this process. So it really is exhilarating, I imagine.
Oh, it is so wonderful because in science, you are confined by the facts, which is what you're supposed to be. But in fiction, I create my own world. If I want an outstanding hero, I make him or her. If I want a villain, I kill him. And it's just my world as I want to sit and have a reader become involved in it. Now, along with this, one of the things that I've done, and I've gotten some wonderful feedback from readers, is to educate in a way that you learn things, but while you're immersed in the story. So it doesn't sound like you're reading a history book or a science book or whatever. And that kind of feedback from readers who have said, oh, I love the story and I learned so much about cardiology or history or whatever it is. And that's a fun part of creating the drama.
Well, and you get to use your life experiences. When I was doing some research for our talk today, I saw some of your amazing pictures online for some of your travels, which I believe you use as some of the locations in your book.
Oh, exactly. And that's one of the beauties of being an author. In writing fiction, you can create your own personal impact using your own experiences, your own geography. In The Black Widows, as I was writing it, I had come back from Petra in Jordan. And the scenes there were absolutely incredible. And I thought, what a wonderful place to end up having a hero chase the villain through all of those ancient 2,500-year-old buildings in Petra. And indeed, that's what he ends up doing. So it's just so fun to be able to do that.
Yeah, and to teach people a little something, like you said, in a fun way.
Exactly.
So this journey, I imagine, has been so exciting, Doug, but how do you go from being a world-famous cardiologist to now being a fiction writer? What was that transition like?
Well, it was a big challenge. I had to totally learn a new way of writing and thinking. Writing fiction is obviously very different from writing science. So I went back to school. I took some classes at Indiana University. There were some physician weekend classes on how to write fiction. And I basically had to relearn a new way of expressing myself. A lot of fun, but a big challenge, particularly at this age.
I can imagine you go from learning how to write and practice in one style to having to really do the total opposite to being an amazing fiction writer. It's pretty different than reading one of our clinic notes.
It is, but as I said, it's a wonderful challenge. And indeed, just this morning, I got an email sent by someone at 4 a.m. their time that they had spent the entire day reading my last book, Bear's Promise, and just loved it and thought it was the best of all that I had written. And getting that kind of feedback is so fun. It's different from obviously my textbooks or an article, and just a wonderful feeling that I've touched a brand new person with new ideas.
I love that. And what a great way to contribute. And then in medicine, we're never ultimately in charge of what we do, but in fiction, you get to have these whatever outcome you want with your characters. That has to be really rewarding as well.
It's just great fun, Allison, to create the world that I want. Obviously, as I've said, it's lying, but tell the truth in fiction. So I can create heroes, I can create villains, I can make my heroes do miraculous things, and I can kill the villain if I want. Right now, I'm immersed in World War II in the Warsaw Ghetto, and I've got my hero doing all kinds of things to stay alive back then, and I will transition to present day to put it all together eventually.
Well, I can't wait to read this new book. And Doug, I know you look around like I do, and you see this growing epidemic of burnout during these strange times we find ourselves in. What words of wisdom do you have for someone in their career, either at the beginning, the middle, or at the end, regarding ways to find their passion or to stay reinvigorated?
That's a very good question, and it's something I've given a lot of thought to. Many of us, if not all of us, during our early lives prior to medicine or even during learning medicine, have had other interests, whether it's photography or music or painting or, in my case, writing fiction. And those individuals should not abandon these other activities. While medicine can certainly be all-consuming, one should not forget the life outside or past cardiology and turn to it frequently for reinvigoration. I can't emphasize that enough. Go to where your heart lies in things outside of medicine and pursue them.
Great advice. I was just reading an article you wrote for Heart Rhythm Society Viewpoints and thought it would be great to share some other life advice you offered in that article with our listeners. So I'm going to quote you now. You said, "Family first, follow your heart, find a great mentor, focus and become expert in something, persevere even when, especially when, the going gets tough. And most critical, remember that the journey is more important than the finish because life is a long race, not a sprint." I really love this and the fact that you're continuing to educate us in your life after cardiology. Knowing that was a few years ago, do you have anything else to add to those?
No, I think you've certainly captured it. And I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity to have this interview and to continue with our series.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I know our audience is going to really enjoy you sharing a bit of your life with us. We look forward to hearing more stories from people who are doing amazing things in life after cardiology. Till next time.